Thank you very much. We agree on the need perhaps to discuss throughout the whole text the use of the specific terms. I think this is something that has come up also in previous sessions on well, not only on this particular point, but also in other uses of people, persons, or peoples in plural. And even in some paragraph, we had the discussion on either to use people of African descent or also Africans and people of African descent. So, I mean, there are several terminology things that we still have to agree on. But in this particular paragraph, we understand the suggestion made by Argentina. So considering, I mean, Mexico believes that people of African descent have rights as individuals and as collectives. So in this particular paragraph, if we're talking about the right to education, we think that its dimension is mostly individual. So therefore, we would be okay to have the language as proposed by Argentina and to have just persons of African descent. Also the reading that my colleague from the US was thinking of in plural in the as people being the plural of persons, that would also make sense in this particular context. But in any way, we agree that education has mostly an individual and a dimension. Therefore, also our just to clarify as well, the proposal was to have only people of African descent have the right to education. Equality was added there, but in the proposal it was not. So it was just right to education because the qualifiers come later. And the idea of the phrase was simply to trying to respond to one of the questions. The idea of the phrase was simply to try to put the language in a paragraph in terms of rights. I mean, most of the paragraphs throughout the whole declaration just go on to mention directly the obligations of the states. The states shall do this. The states shall put measures into place. The states shall this or that. But we're talking about a declaration of rights, and we are not really going into mentioning what those rights specifically are in most of the paragraphs as they stand now. So this was the idea a little bit, but anyway, I mean, I think that the right to education is widely recognized. So for us, it wouldn't be a recognition of a new right, for instance, in this particular paragraph. It's just stating that people of African descent or persons of African descent, if you like, have this right as well. Anyway, this was just it. I hope it clarifies. Thank you.